This is Colby.
Hey, Colby. It's John with Local Splash.
Yes, sir. I got my card and I'm ready to go.
All right. Let me go ahead and open up your billing. I wanted to ask, I think I did double check, but I just want to be sure. So the 1812 is the same billing address as the street address?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, does the card say Jetsoft LLC at all?
No. Well, actually, I can use my business card if I need to.
Well, Google advertising is a business expense, so...
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Writing it off, you know? Get it back. Okay. Okay, so let me add Jetsoft LLC to this invoice here. And then does the card have your middle initial on it and your name?
No middle initial, just name.
Okay, just Colby Hicks. All right, Colby, I'm ready for you.
5129.
5129.
8600.
8600.
0059.
0059.
7387.
7387. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0327.
0327, and then three-digit code on the back.
966.
966. Okay. I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you. Before I do that, I want to set up your security question. The security question is in case you want to verify the identity of one of my representatives when they contact you, or vice versa. If somebody calls in, maybe you just don't sound like yourself that day. We'll ask you to verify. So you got three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Colby?
Harmon, H-A-R-O-M, or H-A-R-M-O-N.
Harmon. Okay. Go ahead and type this in twice. Answers match and save. Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Jetsoft LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Colby Hicks. CEO.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So we know everything you currently have. They just don't want you to duplicate anything or pay for something that we're already doing for you.
Right.
Okay. It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you're first signing up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today in the discounted amount of $398 for the Platinum Package Bundle. We've included the website for you, and I've reduced the setup fee to that one-time payment of $99. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 30th day. If there are not 30 days that month, it'll roll over to the first and be reoccurring on the first from there moving forward. But it'll be in the discounted price of $299. So it's going to stay $299 for that platinum bundle after that, okay? So $398 today, $299 each month moving forward, and then I got you locked in there. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services to let us know before the next billing's due so we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. I want you to hang on the line with me here. I want to make sure you get your login credentials for your tracking system. We're going to send you your form for Google verification. You got to fill that out, send it back to us. And then also there's a subscription terms that you got to have, that you got to sign. It's going to have everything outlined in black and white here. All right, bear with me for just a moment. Go ahead and process. Okay, payment cleared on our end. No text messages yet?
Yeah, just got one.
Okay, there we go. Going a little slower than I would have liked, huh? Okay. There should be two more that'll come in, Colby. I think I might have sent you one ahead of time, actually, on the first call.
Yeah, I've got two from you.
Okay. Let me see here. Look at exactly what...
It's like the pricing and then I just got the copy of my invoice.
Okay. No, yeah, so that's the subscription terms. If you click on that link, and this has also been sent over to your email.
Okay.
Okay. But there's a full outline of the agreement. So it's going to have all the products and features in that platinum bundle. It's going to have the discounted pricing structure, billing date, cancellation. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. And then what I'm looking for is the Google verification form, because you only got to Google verify one time for Google Places for as long as you own your business.
Okay.
That's even if you leave us later, you know, people still be able to pull up that Google business profile and see that you're a Google verified contractor. So that helps a lot from a credibility standpoint. Not saying you're not credible, just...
I understand.
Yeah, people like to do their due diligence. Okay. All right, so I'm manually sending that one over, so you might end up getting it twice, but I'd rather have it twice and be safe than sorry. And then, where's this darn login? Okay. No other text message after the subscription terms?
Not so far.
Okay. That's interesting. All right, I manually sent that one over. Did you get a client interview invitation for this afternoon?
I just got another one from you.
Okay. And
the Google business profile verified?
Yep, that's it. So you got to fill that one out and you hit submit. At the bottom there's a box that says if you're missing anything, the only option would be to do a Google verification over the phone with the rep at the Google headquarters. Make sure you check that just in case. And you only really need...
Mm-hmm. Just looking at this, the terms and everything, what is the charge for Google Ads?
For Google Ads, it's just going to be the local services.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Mm-hmm. So it breaks it down in there, but it's really everything in the Platinum bundle as you go through it. Now, the Google Ads itself is pay-per-click. This is Google Places,
yeah.
So you're not going to be doing Google Ads, technically. From a pay-per-click standpoint. Okay, you're doing Google Places. And then the other one is Google Guarantee. That's pay-per-lead. Now, I can actually get you into a pay-per-lead program if you want to do that. I'm not a huge fan of pay-per-leads myself.
Right.
I'm not going to talk bad about any, you know, Google product. Obviously, it still will be useful to your business. They verify the leads. They hand you the lead with the customer live on the line. And you don't actually get charged unless you agree to go out and meet with them or give them a quote. So it's the most high-tech program that there is right now. I just don't like having a lead fee attached with everything. It just creates all these extra bills. So that's my way, my reason for not liking it. You have all these other expenses to keep track of instead of just a one-time payment each month. But
yeah, I've definitely heard good and bad about that. You know, same thing with Angie's List, which List is probably less good than Google.
Yeah, because Google built this because they were under the impression that Home Advisor by Angie's was going to get shut down by the Federal Trade Commission again. They had already been shut down, and Home Advisor by Angie's pays Google a lot of money every month to get leads. Basically, they put themselves on Google, they get the leads from people searching on Google, and then they resell them. But the problem is they sell them to like five people, you know, and that's usually
the exactly.
Same.
So Google actually has the person on the phone and then hands it off, huh?
Yeah, and it only goes to you. And if you deny it, then they'll try to find somebody else in the Google guarantee program, and then they'll hand it off to them. And so they don't actually charge you for it unless you accept the lead, versus Home Advisor will just, like, text you some information. If it's a dead phone number, you know, your account's already debited, and, you know.
Yeah.
Different type of program. And the guarantee that they give the customer is $2,000 for the lifetime of the job. So that kind of incentivizes people to get a Google guarantee guy, because they know if something goes wrong, not only does that guy probably have his own insurance and everything, because we did the Google guarantee background screening on him, but, you know, they have that $2,000 insurance from Google backing it for the lifetime of the work. So Google is really saying, hey, we vetted these guys. They're the best of the best, they'll get it done right the first time, or if something goes wrong, then we're covering it on our end since we recommended it to you. Yeah.
I'd be interested in having that as an add-on.
Okay, let me see what the lead costs are. Give me 1 second here. I want to make sure you got your paperwork. Did you get your tracking system for this local? Google places? You should have a username and password in there in one of them. It'll be your phone number, and get online is the password until you change it. Looks like you got a lot of them came through now.
Yeah, I see where it says log into your account, username, password.
Okay, perfect. So let me go ahead and find this business profile for you, Colby. And then I got to pull up the lead costs and what they charge per lead. Okay. Power wash, pressure wash. Cost. Down here. Here it is. Now, do you, okay, so it's asking for a couple. Do you primarily just service, you're going to want a similar service area, right? 35 miles, that's right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, let me do this. Hold on. We'll just say what's the initial cost per lead. And then power washing, pressure washing. Yeah, so this one, it's only going to cost $250 to start it up. What they'll do is they'll send you the application, and then the background screening, I mean, on average, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks to get through. So the $250 is just to go through the application and the background screening. And then when you pass that, they'll go ahead and throw it up there, and you'll be able to see yourself up there, but they won't actually charge you until you accept the first one. And then when you accept the first one, they're going to debit a balance of 13 leads. So that's why I'm pulling the lead cost here. And then you have the balance. And then it's not a monthly charge for this. What they'll do is they'll actually it'll roll over. So like if you don't use the whole 13 in the month, it'll roll over until you've exhausted that 13. And then they'll send you a request message if you want to renew. So it's not a automated billing system, and it's not like a month-by-month thing. It's just as you use the leads. If you go through them in a week, then you go through them in a week. If you go through them in 2 months, then it's 2 months. It's not billed like the local listing. But let me just get verification on the lead cost. I want to set lead costs. They're giving me different lead costs for power washing and pressure washing throughout that 35-mile radius. So I'm going to ask them to send me a dead solid one. So bear with me for a moment here. I want to exact quote you. I guess we can always work on those verification forms. In the meantime, let me just message Amy downstairs here. Vertical power wash, pressure wash, roof cleaning. You do deck cleaning, driveways as well?
Yeah, we do just about everything in the pressure washer.
Okay.
And we have a soft wash system even. So, I mean, literally any kind of hard surface, soft surface, whatever that's exterior, we can clean, even gutters and roofs and all that. I know window washing is a good SEO term for us, too, because we do.
Yeah, that's actually what she said. So the vertical, she was getting back to me. So the reason that they're not giving me a stiff quote is because she wants me to put you in the window washing vertical.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me go ahead and let me fix this. Go in here. Okay, there it is. Boom. All right. Let me get an estimate. Okay. So they're going, I mean, these leads are, you're looking at about $30 a lead.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not bad, okay. Let me see what the recommended is for 13. Okay, 13 times 30. Okay, yeah, we're looking at about $400 for this. It's saying 390 to 400. So I just like to be safe if there's that $10 buffer in there. So, yeah, I mean, it would be $250 today. I could send you the application, and then we could start working on that. If you give me the go-ahead on it, I'll process it. I'll send over the application now, and then we'll get it all up and running, get you through the background screening, have you published, and then, like I said, you won't get charged the 13-lead balance until you accept the first lead, and then they'll debit you for $400. And after you accept that first lead, you'll have a remaining balance of $12.
You wanna do that? That's a good ROI. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and set you up here. Okay. Billing.
And I also got into the localsplash.com, and it says if you want to add photos, click here. So that part's done.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. Oh, it's beautiful. We'll get things moving real fast here.
I actually work in an organization as a manager, so it's like, you know, at the same time we're doing all this crap, I'm doing all the work stuff too, so.
Gotcha. Okay, and so I'm actually getting some feedback from Amy here. So it's saying you got to be under the window washing vertical and power washing. Okay, so yeah, that's what it is, it's soft wash. They don't specifically crank out leads for gutter cleaning and roof cleaning. I think they are in that vertical, so you can get those.
Okay.
It's a possibility, but it's not going to be specifically based on that keyword or term. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, surely roof and gutters would be in the – well, gutters might not be, but surely roof in there in the power washing, pressure washing.
Okay. And now they're actually saying, so the budget, they have to charge the $400 actually before the first lead.
Before the first lead?
Yeah, I thought it was you accept the first lead and then you can go out on it, because that's how it was initially, but they're saying for this vertical and that service area that they want to have to, you get the approval first, and once you get the approval for that, they'll obviously get approval before they process that $400, so touch base with you, letting you know that the approval is done, and we have the campaign ready to launch, and then you give us the go-ahead, they'll charge the $400, and then you'll start, or you'll be able to see yourself up there and start receiving the Google Guarantee leads. And again, it's on a per lead. Okay. All right. Okay. Just okay. So I'm actually gonna put you on Premier. So your campaign, you're gonna have access to every bell and whistle that we have to offer.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just doing that as a free upgrade since we're doing LSA. So I'll just upgrade the local package and throw that in too. So I mean, we're talking everything. You have Google Places, that local listing, Bing, your Yelp, your Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa, voice search results. I mean, it's top to bottom. So, I mean, you shouldn't need anything else after this.
Yeah, hopefully it produces for sure.
Yeah, you'll be good to go after this. Okay.
Now, if I have, you know, because my brother's actually the one that will handle all the calls, so will I set that up later to make sure that it goes to his number, or will it go to mine?
I could do that with you now. So you want the call to go through to him?
Yeah, he's more available than me to answer calls.
Okay. Let me add him. What's his position within the company?
So he's just an employee.
Okay. So we'll put brother and we'll put him as manager.
That's fine.
Okay. Manager. All right. And what's his first name?
Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R.
Hicks as well?
Hall, H-A-L-L.
Okay. I got a half brother in that. So last name's Porter.
Yes, sir.
And then what's his phone number?
So it is
580-775-8164. Okay. And so Connor does a lot of the client facing. He'll have to go through the background screening too for Google Guarantee. Do you have any concerns about that?
No.
No? Okay. So I'm going to add him as the primary business line of contact, and then for the account and everything that has to do with the account, I have you on there on this number.
That's perfect.
Okay. All right. Boom. And I added him to the profile too. So if he ever wants to call in or make changes, he'll have access to everything but the billing, basically.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let me make sure I set this before I actually process LSA. All right, local listing done. Great. Now you're going to be on the first page twice.
Sweet.
And we need to accumulate some reviews. Usually they want to accumulate those reviews before launching the LSA. In your tracking system, there's a way to send people the a link to the Google Business Profile.
Mm-hmm.
And you can request reviews. Do you guys have, I mean, I know you're two months in business. Do you have any, like, past clients you might be able to get a review from or have hop on there?
We probably could. I know we've got two reviews coming just from clients, so that'll put us at 9 or 10 over the course of 2 months. So
okay. No, you're good then.
That does put us, that puts us well ahead of any other pressure washing company around us, at least within 25 miles. So.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are doing it legit. Okay. Let me submit. All right, and then let me go ahead and process you here. Now, you're going to get an update to your subscription terms. That's why I'm doing all this humming and hawing. So let me go in here.
I figure.
Okay. Okay. And then pay. Now, it'll resend you the form. Since you already signed the form, you won't have to resend it, but there are updates to it because of the LSA, okay? Or the Google Guarantee, I'm sorry. We call it LSA here, like local service ad. Okay, so boom, that went through. All right, and then I'm sending you the application for this now. Okay, Connor's good. And it's traditional spelling for Connor, right? You said C-O-N-N-E-R?
O-R.
O-R, okay. I think that is the traditional spelling, huh? O-R?
It probably is. I'm not sure.
Okay. Submit. Okay. Now, where's this darn application? Here it is. Okay. school guarantee LSA application. All right. Let me know when you get that.
Yep, still waiting for it to come through. Oh, there we go.
There it is.
All right, got the Google guaranteed form.
Perfect. All right, so we'll need both of these. We're going to need your regular Google verification, the first one, and then the Google guaranteed one, okay?
Okay.
Now, for the client interview this afternoon, I got it scheduled between 5 and 6. They're going to cover most of the details on that. I'm going to dash the Google guarantee representative as well, because there's actually a representative that's going to interview you. His name's Perry, and this is strictly for Google guarantee. He has all his Google certification from across the street, and he's the one who's going to be doing a lot of the pre-screening on your leads before we actually hand them off to you guys.
Okay.
Okay, so it'd be good to have him in there. I would love to get Connor involved in one of these conversations at some point, too, just to kind of see if he's the boots on the ground, you know, what's ideal, and maybe if there's some things that we can catch to avoid before launching it. It'd be good to maybe get his input.
Yeah, I can ask if he can join the call later today. If you can send an invite to his
email?
Phone number. Yeah, email
we'll,
phone
we'll,
number.
We send it to the email, and then it'll automatically text his phone.
Okay, I'm not exactly sure what his email is, but
okay.
I can text it to you, I guess.
Yeah, I can also, I can add him to the, or yeah, if you text it over, that would be best, though. But I could also add him to the text message note. Oh, no, I need the email in order to do that. Shoot.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so right now it's just set up to contact you at the this phone number that we're on right now, the 580-775-0197 at 5 o'clock.
Well, maybe I can just get him to come and meet me while we're on.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that would be best, too. I mean, if he'd come over, it's not a very difficult setup, but we just want to pick his brain, you know, especially
yeah.
if he's there. And then same thing for the background screening moving forward. It's probably good for him to kind of, you know, touch base with us and understand some of the process, because they're going to ask him for some of his personal information, too, since he's doing the client facing. And Google
mm-hmm.
wants that in the background screening, like the guy who's doing the client facing, since they're actually providing that Google guarantee to the customer. So,
okay.
All right. So that concludes the initial setup process. You do have my direct number and extension. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, or you have questions about the application, do not hesitate to call in. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you. It's the same phone number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to the rest of your workday, and then we'll talk to you guys at 5.
All right, and so I need to fill out both these verification forms before that interview?
No, the Google one, we would like that back as soon as possible. They're both Google ones, right? So the first one for the local and the initial bundle that I set you up on.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm getting lost for words, because I have both of these campaigns running at once. so the one that says photos needed for Google verification, it's url.localsplash.com/Google.
Yep.
It's a simpler one. You want to try to get that one filled out as soon as possible, and then also your subscription terms are already signed, so you're lightning quick with that one. And then the Google guarantee, on average, it takes guys like a week sometimes to get all that stuff together. I know it's a little more in depth. They ask you for your social and things like that. So, you know, obviously you can take as much time as you need from it. Like, we're not going to grill you too hard. Obviously, the local listing, we want that one going as soon as possible. But that one, the Google guarantee is at your own discretion, you know. But we prefer to get it going as soon as possible, too, you know.
Yeah, hey, we're getting into the busy time. So.
Yeah, it's coming into the peak time of the year, the next 4 months pretty much, or you guys should have your head spinning with job opportunities. So I'd like to get that rolling and have it all set up here as quickly as possible.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you at 5. Like I said, if you need anything, do not hesitate to call. We got a whole team here. We want to make sure it works for you and this turns into a long-term business relationship.
All righty. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. You too.
All right, bye-bye.